It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
I want you, right now, to rip me off for an extra-large premium chef's cutting board made of the finest American maple wood and crafted in the USA exclusively for the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom, valued at $100. Experience the Edge of Builder Supply Outlet, 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road, 25th Avenue in Broadview. How about that? 19th caller, 312-981-7200, rips me off.
All right.
Checking in at
number 5.
Aaron Schock. In shock by the fact that he was indicted today.
Is that Ryan Lochte coming back again?
Indicted. He was actually indicted.
He was indicted.
Accused of 24 alleged violations of federal law, including theft of government funds, fraud, making false statements, filing false tax returns. I was going to say filing false faxes. I've done that. Is that against the law? I didn't realize
it. Might be.
Before the indictment was announced, Schock issued a statement condemning the government's actions.
After the government realized there was no crime, they chose to spend the next 19 months using two grand juries and millions of taxpayer dollars in an attempt to manufacture a crime. Now, I simply cannot believe that it's come to this. However, we are here not by my choosing, but since we are where we are, I intend to not only fight to prove these allegations false, but in the process, expose this investigation for what it was.
I don't know. You know, he's trying to say that it was sloppy and it was sort of accounting errors, minor errors. When you look at thousands and thousands of things that he was passing through his office, these are just, you know, kind of just small problems or errors. The problem here is that there are a couple of them that really stand out to be fraudulent, like the approximately 150,000 miles more he charged the government than was actually on his vehicle. He charged the government for the mileage reimbursement and things like that, and now they have these 24 counts. It's, if they've got the paperwork on it, that's going to be hard to fight. You have to show intent, though, is what Mike Monaco told us earlier in our legal analysis of this, and that may be hard to do for some of these charges.
Rod, Aaron. Aaron, Rod.
Mm. Making the introductions right now?
Mm-hmm.
You're already there?
Just saying. Well, we'll see. I think to your point. Although maybe he gets some rhythm from the Trump administration. Maybe he gets a pardon.
I don't know.
By the way, I loved your work in Men's Health. All right, let's see here. Checking in at
number 4.
First ever face-to-face meeting between President Obama and Donald Trump. I think that was a bit of a surprise that these two had never met.
They kept seeing it on all the cable newsers today. I'm like, wait a minute, they've never met before?
And it's interesting, they never met apparently, but they were in the same room, right? Remember during the
correspondence dinner?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
When President Obama had a little fun at Donald Trump's expense about the whole birther deal?
Mm-hmm. I remember that well.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Well, here's what the president had to say.
I believe that it is important for all of us, regardless of party, and regardless of political preferences, to now come together, work together, to deal with the many challenges that we face. And in the meantime, Michelle has had a chance to greet the incoming First Lady, and we had an excellent conversation with her as well, and we want to make sure that they feel welcome as they prepare to make this transition.
Has anybody heard of a digital camera in that room?
No, it's like so noisy.
I mean,
it's crazy.
Seriously, are they? Who takes pictures with a film camera?
I don't know. I said earlier, it sounds like they're dropping marbles on the floor through that whole thing. But hey, give them credit for setting aside their nasty, bitter, very personal history of going at each other. And
it was nice. Here's what the president-elect had to say.
Well, thank you very much, President Obama. This was a meeting that was going to last for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and we were just going to get to know each other. We had never met each other. I have great respect. The meeting lasted for almost an hour and a half. And it could have, as far as I'm concerned, it could have gone on for a lot longer. We really, we discussed a lot of different situations, some wonderful and some difficulties. I very much look forward to dealing with the president in the future, including counsel. He explained some of the difficulties, some of the high-flying assets, and some of the really great things that have been achieved. So, Mr. President, it was a great honor being with you, and I look forward to being with you many, many more times in the future. Thank you.
I don't know what he meant by high-flying assets, though.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he getting those high-level intelligence briefings now? Is it every day he's going to be getting them until he's no longer president, as the president-elect? So he's probably talking about, learning about these sort of very high-level important information that he didn't know about before. I've noticed his demeanor has changed, and I don't know if he's trying to do that to have this tone, or if just the seriousness of what he's about to, what is happening to him, and hopefully the challenges ahead of him are actually having an impact.
He's scared. He didn't study for the test, and he's scared.
Oh no, we haven't heard from Creepy Uncle in a while.
Well, I can tell you exactly what happened. That is now an alien double, made to look just like my beloved Donald Trump. And now he has taken over his body and will be part of Zorgon's plan to take over the Earth. I have been working on this plan. I have noticed if you look at freak Donald Trump's eyebrows, they're one shade lighter than his actual eyebrows. I have got to go because 2.5 men is coming on.
That settles that then. I had no
idea.
That's
impressive how real they can make the aliens can make the robot Donald Trump look. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Very Do you think they talked about aliens in the meeting today?
No, in the
you wanted to ask about that. Hey, right, another thing.
Now, wait a second. Hold on. They really have aliens at Roswell? Seriously? Oh. Area 51, when do I get to go to Area 51?
I'm sure President Obama was messing with him a little bit.
Well, I know the first thing he said, because he's already had the first briefing,
mm-hmm.
right? Or maybe he's had 2 briefings so far. And he probably sat down and Obama gave him that look like, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Yeah. And what?
And what?
Right. Yeah.
So all that stuff you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
so easy, right?
His staff has already been revising some of his policy positions. You get the sense.
At least his fake hair can't turn white.
Wow, interesting. I think it probably can.
I think it's a rug.
No, pull on it. You can pull on it. He had people pull on his hair.
He allows people to do that.
Yeah. He's gonna do that in the White House tour. People can just come in. Because trust me, his own staff's going to keep him away from all the policy. Right? They can just have him in the room. Doing things for the Easter egg roll, they'll have just kids come pull on his hair.
Right. Pence will be like Cheney, kind of handle everything.
Melania, what's the password for the Wi-Fi? I can't get on my Twitter.
Wi-Fi?
That's Barron.
Yeah.
The tech whiz.
Oh, man. I do get the sense that Melania's not going to live in the White House, because I have that sense.
Yeah, she doesn't like it. It's a downgrade for her.
Oh, yeah. I did not sign up for this.
Downsizing.
Yeah.
We're not ready for this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No gold anywhere.
Exactly. I think she stays in New York. She's sort of Jackie Kennedy, this thing.
Maybe.
She stays in New York, kind of, comes in for the parties and the other stuff.
When she has to be there.
She has that model look on her face all the time, too, right? That expression that they make, like
that
they're
look.
Sort of angry, pouty and angry. Mm-hmm. And then at one point she smiled when she's walking through the Senate today.
Yes. She did smile?
Yeah.
You saw that?
I saw a smile, and I thought, well, she must have, maybe she was forced to do that because she was bending down. I don't know, but it was just one of those things where, because her skin's so tight, she's forced to smile when she sits down. I don't know. Thank you.
This week on Chicago's Best, Elliot is heading north to south in search of the best bites along a Chicago, classic Chicago drag. It's Chicago's Best of Harlem Avenue, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
Top 5-5 continues right here on 720 WGN. Checking in at
number 3.
Oh, Colin Kaepernick.
What did you do now?
Told reporters that he did not vote in the election, which made ESPN's Stephen A. Smith an unhappy man.
After all this noise that you made, even though you didn't intend to do so by offending our military servicemen and women, and pointing out about how you wanted to bring attention to racial injustices and beyond this in this country, to turn around and not to even take your behind to the polls to vote for a particular candidate, it is shameful. Absolutely shameful. Him of all people, because of the position he took, because of the attention he brought to the issues, the fact that you don't even have the decency to go to the polls and activate yourself in this election, as our president said, is a damn shame.
That's the same voice Stephen A. Smith uses for absolutely everything.
Classic Stephen A.
Seriously,
Smith.
Seriously, that's how he orders breakfast.
The French fries on the side.
Come on, man.
Extra crispy. On French fries!
Bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich right in the drive-thru. That's what he's saying. I mean, watch out. It's just like lose it for the sake of losing it on everything. By the way, Colin Kaepernick says, for his part, that he sees both politicians or all politicians as symbols of oppression, and so it doesn't matter.
So what do we hear? Like
me,
no government.
Which one is in it, but I've been very disconnected, his quote, from the systemic oppression as a whole. So for me, it's just another face that's going to be the face of that system. That's what he had to say.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I was afraid what Stephen A. Smith would say to that. He loses it all the time, doesn't he?
I need a Whopper, double Whopper cheese, fries, and a large chicken drink.
Could you repeat your order? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Come again.
Oh, there's Stephen A. Smith ordering again.
Whopper, Whopper cheese! Whopper fries! Oh,
just pull to the next window.
Yeah, really.
Did you vote today,
okay,
sir?
Okay, sir. Just pull up. You know. It
turned out Stephen A. Smith didn't vote either. I don't even think the chances are of that.
Right, while he was going off on Kaepernick, he forgot to go to the polls.
He's still right there. I'm with him, though. I'm rarely with Stephen A. Smith. Mm-hmm.
Completely.
I am with him on this. He is 100% right about that.
Get out and vote, kids.
Yeah. No matter what.
Come on, man.
No matter what. We got to vote for somebody. It is our privilege.
We can vote. No big deal.
All right. Checking in.
Number 2.
All right. Now, many NFL players and coaches have evaded the question about who they voted for in the election, but not Jay Cutler.
Oh, God.
I'm happy with the results. I mean, I've supported Trump for a while, so I'm not going to dive into it. I know it's a sensitive issue, but I like where it's going.
Okay. I wonder how his teammates feel about that, too.
Yeah.
He voted! Why did he vote? See, Colin, you could have canceled out his vote! I need the lettuce and tomato on the side of the sandwich!
Can you imagine he got his order wrong? Oh, God,
oh man.
That's just the initial order. You get something.
I said strawberry shake. Why would you give me a vanilla shake when I said strawberry shake?
Cutler's vote actually went to the wrong team, unfortunately, for Jay. So he voted for
Where do you think Jay, does Jay vote here or does he vote Nashville? In Tennessee?
That's a good question.
Ooh, interesting question. I bet, you know.
I'll call him an ass.
Who knows if he voted anyway?
Since his wife said that they don't really live here, right?
Kristen Calamari.
Calamari? Is that what you named
That's her? That's how you say it, right?
No! Calamari! I need that fried!
Half grilled as well.
And half grilled! That's right! Thank you, Kevin Powell!
Extra horseradish.
Oh, God.
Oh. Hot sauce and ketchup!
I often wonder if the fast food people actually have to have some kind of training, because you do hear people losing it a lot. And I just wonder. Like, they can never understand my mom's British accent, so she's always yelling at them, and they're yelling at her. And...
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith in a drive-thru.
Bad.
Number 1.
Jimmy Kimmel last night.
I had the weirdest dream last night. Remember that guy who used to host The Apprentice? I dreamed we elected him president.
Said just about everybody.
Oh, this is Jimmy Fallon now. Oh. This is that was Kimmel. Yeah. Now I got Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
His thoughts.
Actually, I read that the polls may have been off because the shift to cell phones made it harder to collect data from people. Then Hillary said, they seem to have a pretty easy time collecting data from my phone.
And Stephen Colbert?
A lot of people, a little rough.
Yeah,
you know, you can see it in their eyes. There's no way around it. This is what it feels like when America is made great again. I was wondering, and I was really hoping it would feel better because this sucks.
Why is there sugar in my iced tea? How come you can't hear me? I said unsweetened, not sweetened. Why don't you understand the order?
Next window, please, sir.
All right. Okay, you know what it's time to do?
Yes,
it is time to, yeah, please.
The top five at five.